The Jen, Gabe, and Chewy podcast is sponsored by Celsius Energy Drink, and I am here to tell you it makes a huge difference in my mornings. With a unique blend of essential energy and key vitamins, Celsius is your partner to an active lifestyle. My favorite, the peach vibe. Learn more at Celsius.com and pick up Celsius Energy Drinks today.
Showtime. The right way to start your day. This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
I was not the best football player I was probably till age 26, where some guys are at 22. And that's why as a scout, as a personnel guys, you have to take that into consideration. It's like Tony Manziel.
How'd you find these guys anyways?
Recruiting, boy. When college stars don't get drafted, they need a place to go. A job, money, security.
We drink all the damn Gatorade! Damn it!
And apparently steroids.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Everyone in the world knew he was on juice out the yin-yang. You know, you should have known not to draft the guy number two overall. That's what good personnel departments are, you know, and they have to figure out, and here lies the problem.
Are you okay? Oh, God, you're not hurt, are you?
Jesus, you sound like my mother.
Listen, if you want to cry, you go ahead and cry. With you.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studios at The Avenue with Gabe Neitzel and Mark Chamora. Here's Jen Latta.
She wants to ride it, she's trying to hide it. I'm cool as ever, she's too excited. Her man look like he wanna fight. He ain't doing nothing but running his mouth. Talk about it, we all about it. They make the plans, we sit and count. Our chair is stacked just like a mountain. You heard about it, she running her mouth. She
it's some kind of bizarro world. Cool Gabe Neitzel, Mark Chamora, Ashton Rotman. When we are talking about the Milwaukee Bucks on a Monday morning after a Sunday football in the NFL day. Packers, of course, didn't play on Sunday. They played on Thursday night, lost to the Titans. We talked about that on Friday. We can continue talking about that and the state of the Green Bay Packers. But I'm more interested this morning, guys, in Laddergate. Laddergate in Philadelphia. I think where you land on this situation wholly depends on where you live. If you are a Bucks fan, I think you see it one way. If you are a Phillies fan. If you are a Sixers fan, you see it another.
There are no winners in this situation. Like, everybody was wrong. Like, Montrezl Harrell was just, you know, he didn't need to do what he did, but that... For Giannis to do what he did was going a little too far and reeks of throwing a hissy fit.
Whoa. You think Giannis was the hissy fit thrower in this thing?
I think
at the end of the day.
We may have detoted him too far. Because now it's carrying over to the Bucks. What the? Gabe, you can be a Bucks toad. I don't care. Okay? Now, I'm looking at the video for the first time. I didn't realize there were that many people on the court.
Oh, yeah. Mingling and chit-chatting and hanging around. There's a bunch of people in the stands as well. So in case you missed it, I think we should, Ashton, you're right. We should break down what exactly happened for people who didn't see it. Although I would be surprised if there weren't many people here in Wisconsin who saw what happened this past weekend. So obviously the Bucks are playing the game this weekend in Philly. Almost said Phillies again. I don't know why I've got Phillies on the brain. And Giannis did not perform well from the free throw line. What was it, 4 of 15?
4 of 15, yes, on Friday night. And that came after he went 4 of 11 last Wednesday against the Cavs.
They ended up losing the game 110 to 102. So after the game, Giannis goes out to the court to take some extra free throw shots. This is nothing new. This is something Giannis has done. This is something that many, many, many players do when they want to continue working on their game, especially after you have an off night on the court. So he goes out there to shoot some free throws. Now, there is a ton of video that you can find on social media of different angles, perspectives, up top, down low, everybody. Lisa Byington from the Bucks broadcast, she has a video that was put out there on social media. So Giannis makes 7 free throws. And apparently, we found out afterward, but he likes to make 10 in a row. After the 7th free throw that he hits, Montrezl Harrell, bench guy for the Sixers, goes out and grabs the ball from underneath the hoop, goes out and basically rebounds the ball, takes it with him and walks to the corner of the court. Giannis is saying, can I have the ball back, please? Can I have the ball back? Montrezl is shaking his head vehemently. No, man, no. Basically saying, like, get off my court. This isn't Milwaukee. That came out later, but that was basically the interaction. He did not want Giannis shooting on the court afterward.
Well, he also, it seemed like, wanted, he was trying to get his own workout in. It seems that the other end I mean, eventually a ladder is going to come into this story. The ladder was on the other end of the floor, so that end of the floor was being used. Harrell wanted to get this workout in that he had to get in after the game, and they were trying to change the court over for the hockey game the following evening.
So from what Giannis says, Chu, he was willing to let them use the same end of the court. Giannis shooting free throws. He's working, it looked like a little wing action, taking shots from outside. Maybe they can share the half of the court that is not currently under construction with the ladder. Apparently, the ops team is taking down the cameras that are up on top of the backboard. So there's a little bit of work that's being done, making the other end of the court unusable right now. So now these two go back and forth, back and forth. And Montrezl Harrell, and there's a coach in there as well from the Sixers, who's also, interestingly, was kind of helping Giannis with the rebounding of the free throws until Montrez comes in and says, no, 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 get him off the court type of thing. So then Giannis leaves the court, comes back to the court with two basketballs of his own to try to shoot. And this is where you've probably seen the ladder video that circulated, which is where now the ladder is up underneath the hoop that he's trying to shoot the final free throws on because he's trying to get 10 in a row. He finished at 7. He wants to knock down a couple more, three more, and the ladder guy will not move the ladder. So Giannis goes over and moves the ladder, and it doesn't move. So he goes over and he moves the ladder again, and when he moves the ladder falls down. And this is the video that you have probably seen. Later on, there was some interaction between Montrez and Giannis's brother Thanasis, the two of them chit-chatting away at center court. Thankfully, de-escalated, did not really turn into anything except for the two guys jawing. But I'm reading an article right now, guys, from NBC Sports Philadelphia. And guess what it says? Giannis throws temper tantrum ladder after terrible night at free throw line. That's the interpretation, the perspective that the Philly folks at NBC Sports had for what went down. And me, because I obviously root for the Bucks, and I obviously think Giannis is fantastic and wonderful and has an incredible track record of being a good human being, gave Giannis the benefit of the doubt, Gabe.
Yeah, but even you could admit he didn't do the right thing here at the end. Like, I understand being frustrated, and I understand Harrell being a douche nozzle and taking the basketball away and not being willing to share. Sure, so then you go, but, like, you didn't need to do that. You didn't need to. The guy on the ladder isn't a member of the Philadelphia 76ers who's just trying to prevent you from getting your extra work in. No, he's a dude
that wants to
do his job and go home. So for Giannis to be like, hey, can you move this? If the guy says no, you have to respect that the answer for this guy is no, because he's trying to do his job.
Whoa, you're acting as though that exists in a vacuum. It does not exist in a vacuum. He had already dealt with the jawing from Montrez, which, by the way, bench player Montrezl Harrell, calm down. Like, you are not the arbiter of the court. You're not the court police. You don't get to decide who uses the court and who doesn't use the court. It's not your job.
So
why don't you do your job, Montrezl Harrell, and put the basketball in the hoop during the 10 minutes that you're averaging this year for the Sixers? How about you handle that?
So because Harrell was a douche nozzle earlier, it's okay that Giannis pushes down a ladder?
I don't think he pushed down a ladder. I think he was moving it out of his way. And so, it fell down.
So when you're moving something with so much force that it falls down, there's a word for that in the English language. He pushed it down.
But I don't think he intended to push it down.
Sure, I understand, but that was the end result, man.
Right,
like, so that's the end result. And you have to be better. Like, yes, Giannis has a tremendous record of being a great guy, and this isn't going to tarnish his legacy in any way, shape, or form, but you didn't do the right thing in this situation. You didn't.
Joe Harris was warming up on his end, and he didn't want Giannis on the other end?
One of the ends was occupied by the ops team that was, again, taking the cameras down or doing something up there with the backboard. So they've got these huge ladders, right? These 10-foot ladders, 12-foot ladders, whatever they are. I don't even know. They're out there taking down the equipment. So that only one end of the court is usable.
Yeah, this angle, he shoves it. He shoves the ladder and pushes it down. Like, I understand you're shoving it out of the way, but ladders aren't exactly stable.
I guess I buy into the hierarchy here, guys. I buy into Montrezl Harrell. You're a bench player for the Philadelphia Sixers. Giannis is one of the most, like, well-known, the generational player that he is. If he wants to get some shots up, the court should be open for the guys who want to get extra reps in after the game. And for Montrezl Harrell to think that he has some sort of hierarchy over Giannis, to me, is like, hey, check yourself, buddy. Like, we all know how that works, right? Like, let's just talk about it if there's a recording studio at game day and Kirk frickin' Herbstreit is in there and needs to record some stuff, you know what Jen Latta does? She waits! She waits for Kirk Herbstreit to be done with whatever he needs to get done, guys. I'm sorry, but that's the reality of a situation.
But when the tech guy goes into the studio to fix something, do you just shove a microphone out of the way?
No.
Hey, I need the studio. And shove a microphone?
Yeah,
I think it was a buildup, Gabe. I think it was a buildup of the interaction with Montrez.
I understand.
And he started to feel like everybody was ganging up on him.
Sure. But
and it's not like he shoved the guy. He pushed a ladder, according to you. I still think he was moving the ladder out of the way and it fell over because ladders are notoriously top heavy. And if you push it that way, it's going to fall over.
I didn't throw it in the woods. I placed it in the wood because it was made of wood and I thought it should be with its family.
All right, I'll be the judge. The court's open for 45 minutes after the game. At the end of that 45 minutes, get lost. I don't care if you're Giannis. I don't care if you're Michael Jordan. Get lost. The guy wants to go home and see his family. Respect that. You know? Because I've been there. It's a pain. As soon as football games are over, they're laying down furniture. They're bringing those lights onto, I'm talking Lambeau.
Yeah.
Bringing the lights onto the field, the dude wants to go home.
I disagree with you, Chu. I think if Giannis wants to get a couple more free throws, here's the thing, Chu. He didn't say, I have to get 60 more in. Can you just hang for me to get 60 more free throws in? He was very clear he needed to hit like two or three more free throws.
Yeah,
you know?
I mean,
take a break, take a pause, take a beat.
Yeah, but
check your phone. Maybe something happened on Twitter.
Then he shoots the ball and bricks it, and he's got to shoot 10 more.
Yeah, because the thing is, he gets to get 10 in a row.
And let's be honest, yeah. I mean, he was just, you know, 4 of 15 or whatever it was. Good chance he wasn't going to hit 10 in a row, right?
800-990-3776. Where do you land on this? Because, again, I think that Montrezl Harrell, as the instigator, deserves the bulk of the blame. He's the one who made this a thing. Didn't need to be a thing. Giannis, did we lose the art of conversation? How about you walk over and say, hey, man, listen, I got to get my workout in. You understand. I'm averaging 10 minutes here. I'm averaging 4 points per game. I need to figure it out. Could we figure out a way for both of us to get our work in? You see down there, have a conversation with somebody. That I feel like it's interpreted. That you can handle. That you can say, oh, I get it. You're in a jam. I'm in a jam. We got to figure out how to get out of our jammy jams together while using one end of the court. But he walks over, takes the ball. Like, the way he started the whole interaction set the tone for how this sucker was going to go.
You don't think that was his point, though?
What do you mean that was his point?
He's trying to intimidate him, trying to say, no, not your court. You lost. Go home. Like, I feel like this is pretty simple here. Like, Montrezl Harrell wanted him to go home because it was the Philadelphia 76ers court.
I agree.
He's trying to be a tough guy because he thinks he's a tough guy. He's a bench guy. He's also been a tough bench guy. Yeah. That's what he's been his whole career.
Yeah, for sure. But he's an agitator.
Yeah, he's an agitator. What did he do? He agitated Giannis. Giannis got agitated. And then he shoved down a ladder. Honestly, if the Montrezl Harrell thing had never come out, we would have only been known about the ladder thing, which is a horrible look.
Yes.
Yeah, it's still, no matter what, it's a bad look. Like, again, Giannis is going to be fine. He's going to overcome it. And if you want to troll Bucks fans, you can bring it up. But it doesn't mean that Giannis doing what he did. I understand you're frustrated, but, you know, you gotta control your emotions and not just, like, shove ladders out of the way when stadium ops people who are trying to do their jobs tell you no.
I just don't think that the stadium ops guy needed to take that stand either. It was almost as though, by extension, by having Montrezl Harrell make the position he had made and then having the coach take the position that he had taken, the ops guy felt emboldened to be like, nah, man. Like, I would be curious.
Or the ops guy just wanted to go home.
For sure, but again, then have a conversation with somebody. Go over to Giannis and be like, hey, buddy, like, I want to put my kids to bed. Like, if I can get out of here within the next 10 minutes, let me take the cameras down and then you can shoot. You know what I'm saying? This all could have been avoided if they just chit-chat a little bit. Have a conversation about what each of their situations are.
But Giannis,
because you can understand Giannis not wanting to get on that plane, shoe. And not have completed his routine. You're an athlete. Athletes are creatures of habit. They want to, especially if you have a night like he had at the free throw line, make sure that they put those demons behind them.
And you know what I was doing after a loss on the road? Telling the guy that's lagging behind in the locker room, let's go. I want to go home. All right? Take a shower. Get dressed. Okay? Get off your phone and get on the damn plane.
Get off your phone.
Yeah. I mean, if Giannis was in the grocery store,
put the phone back in the bag.
If Giannis was in the grocery store, I don't give a crap. You're not getting in the line in front of me. I don't care if you're 6'11 or you play basketball real well. You put your pants on the same way I do. I could care less.
Just a little bit higher.
That's why I would be like,
we're on a basketball court here. It's not like
how long after the game was
this? At the Starbucks.
How long was after the game was this, you think?
I am not sure. I mean, it's probably within that 45-minute window. But again, because so Lambeau is one thing, right? Because it's Lambeau Field. The only thing that Lambeau is going to have is another hockey game. Or excuse me, another football game.
Yes.
We're here.
Or maybe a hockey
game. Yeah, maybe a hockey. They've done that before up there. But they've got to change the floor over. They've got a hockey game the other night. There are multiple teams that use this arena in Philadelphia, so they had to change things over.
All right.
So they had to try to do it quickly.
Jen, what if this was Russell Wilson?
What if it was Russell Wilson?
We'd be calling him the biggest douche on the face
but
of the earth.
But again, you have to actually talk about who we're talking about here. Russell Wilson does have a track record of doing cringy things. I wish it wasn't the case, but it is. So all of that goes into play here. I'm just a little surprised that nobody gave Giannis the benefit of the doubt, that nobody was sitting here going, I don't know, the dude's been in the league since he was 18 years old, hasn't had an altercation, hasn't had many issues with other guys. Maybe there are times where guys just like roll their eyes at Giannis a little bit. But for the most part, quintessential, across the board, no questions asked, good dude. So now all of a sudden to be like, and then he shoved the ladder.
It just feels bizarre.
I understand, but like, why are you taking any of the nuance into it? Like, why aren't you taking into it that he was clearly frustrated about his own performance? He didn't expect to be questioned when he was just trying to get a free throw workout in. The guy's a clown. He has a reputation of being a clown. And all of a sudden he's feeling it from all sides.
Yeah, I mean, but again, you have to be as one of the best players in the league. As an adult, you have to be able to control your emotions in certain situations. So just because you don't get the answer that you want, you go and you shove down a ladder because you're trying to get it out of your way, because now your needs are more important than the guy who's putting up the ladder, right? Like, and again, this is not going to affect Giannis long term. This is a blip in the radar. Yes, everything that he has done outweighs this. But it doesn't mean that because he's done a bunch of good things in the past, that means he was in the right this time. Because Giannis, no, he was in the wrong. He was at the end. When it comes to the ladder and that guy in that specific situation, you got to be able to control your emotions and not let your emotions get the best of you and shove a ladder aside.
800-990-3776. Calls coming in this morning. Where do you stand on the Montrezl Harrell, Giannis Antetokounmpo ladder situation in Philadelphia? Let us know. Lots of reaction rolling in on the old National Bank talk and text line, 800-990-3776. Let's get to that reaction right after this.
It's Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Gabe is already eating his feelings.
What are you talking about? I'm fine. What do you mean, Buck Lock? This doesn't bother me.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Don't you love it? Don't you love it? No, I ain't happy yet. But I'm way less sad.
Jen, Gabe, and Chewy on ESPN Milwaukee. I got to tell you, this is the most publicity that Montrezl Harrell has gotten all season long, right? He's loving this. Loving the fact that people are talking about him.
Everyone being so mean to Trez. It's my guy.
Why?
Went to Louisville. What a title. You know?
Yeah, that's a good point.
Here I am. I'm trying not to defend him, even though I kind of agree with him in this situation, but it's fine.
You're right about that. He literally took his ball and went home. Like, that's a line from the playground, right? When you're kids, when you say, oh, yeah, take your ball and go home, and it means that you're throwing a temper tantrum because you literally don't like what has just happened. Montrezl Harrell, I think, took his ball, Giannis's ball, and tried to go home. It's a very weird interaction. The whole thing was weird. But who do you think threw the temper tantrum? Because Gabe is actually saying that it was Giannis when he pushed the ladder.
No, they both did. There's no winners here. There are zero winners in this situation. No winners.
800-990-3776. Let's get out to Chris in Germantown, who's been waiting patiently on the line. Chris, you're on with Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. What's up, man?
Well, the thing about the superstar shooting after the game on the road after a loss is not like it doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. I mean, after this thing happened, a lot of people posted videos of the same situation, you know, like Kobe taking shots on the road after a game. And, oh, look, Joel Embiid taking shots after a game on the road. And guess what? Nobody bothered them. No one bothered them at all. I just said, all right, well, he's going to do that. And when he's done, then we'll do what we have to do. I mean, if you're support staff, you stay out of the way until everything is done. But that guy with the ladder, you're trying to tell me if Embiid wanted to take some shots after the game, you're going to tell me the guy's going to put a 15-foot ladder in front of the hoop to block Embiid?
Well, so that's why Harrell came down to Giannis's end to begin with, because he wanted to use that end of the floor to get his workout in, because the ladder was already on the other end. So that's why only one basket was then available, because the guy was doing whatever he had to do on the other end. And that's why he initially took the ball from Giannis, because he wanted to get his work in while Giannis was not shooting free throws. Giannis offered, according to Giannis, hey, we can just both shoot. That's fine. And Harrell said no. So that's why Harrell was down there, presumably in the first place, according to their stories.
800-990-3776. Reaction rolling in fast and furious this morning on the Old National Bank talk and text line. Let's get back out to Alan in Milwaukee. Alan, you're on with Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Where do you come down on this Giannis Montrezl Harrell situation in Philly?
Hey, how's it going, guys and gal?
Good.
There's a lot of confusion on this thing, and I think because I've done the floor changeover crew job, and I've also been I worked in sports broadcast for 10 years, so I think I understand what's going on. And I think it's all confusion, because the floor changeover crew, as long as there's this many people out there, they're not trying to get any work done, because they need to take the bleachers down, they need to take the chairs away before they even touch the court. So it's not the changeover crew that he was so-called disrespecting. It's probably the robotics camera operator who wants to get their stuff off the top of the hoop. They can pack and hit the road and get to the next game. And that was not what was being probably conveyed to either basketball player, that, hey, I just want to get my camera down so I can pack and then you can have the court back. So I think the ball is really being dropped by either the Bucks support staff or the 76ers staff or security or whoever, that just didn't relay that to either athlete. Like, hey, these guys just want to get, because it takes maybe 10 minutes, maybe even 5 minutes to get the stuff down. All they got to do is go up there with a wrench, unhook a few screws, and then the camera comes down. They'd have been out of the way. But somewhere, somehow, that was not getting relayed to either athlete.
It's really good perspective from you, Alan. And I do think that you can kind of use the timeline that we have been given by piecing together a lot of the videos and a lot of the accounts of people who saw what was going on, that it was rather quick that they were able to get the one side taken care of, because then that was the side that was vacated so that the athletes could go down and actually shoot on that side. I think it's really interesting perspective to say probably would have taken just a few minutes, 5 minutes, 10 minutes to get the cameras down off of the backboards. And then the backboard is just as usable as it is during the game. They could have gone out there and got their shots up. Montrez taking the ball from Giannis, to me, is still the flashpoint of this thing. That is still the thing that made this a thing. And so I'm not going to absolve him of any blame in the situation as we sit here and try to figure out who was in the wrong. Gabe is saying that Giannis shouldn't have pushed the ladder. That was a bad look for him. And again, it's a bad night. Whomst among us hasn't had a bad night at work, and then all of a sudden it starts to trickle out to other things?
Yeah, look, like I said before, it's not going to affect Giannis long term. It's just a bad look. He did not do, in this specific situation, Giannis did not do the right thing.
It's so Philadelphia.
Shocking, he's not perfect, right?
It's so Philadelphia, isn't it, though? Well, we're going to just put a ladder in front of the hoop. Nope, you got to go home. No. Yeah, it's stupid. Now they're going to have to say, all right, protocol is the court will not close for 45 minutes. Get your shots in, and then you're out.
To your point.
Right?
To your point, Gabe, unnamed in the 414, weighing in on the Old National Bank talk and text line, get old. I mean, on one hand, I can see and understand why Giannis was in the wrong. But on the other hand, this is something way too small to try to make him look bad. I'll say this, when Philadelphia is in Milwaukee, the fans are going to have a good time booing and maybe even bringing posters with ladders and maybe even making it a thing and, trying to have some fun.
I mean, what are you
at Montrezl Harrell's expense?
What are you going to do? Boo Montrez? There's a good chance he doesn't even play in the game.
But that goes to my point as well. Like I know people have mentioned Joel Embiid. I know people have mentioned Kobe Bryant. I think it's a good point that one of the callers made. You think if Embiid is out there and he wants to get some extra shots in, that the ops team or the remote team, whatever it is that's taking the cameras down, you think they're going, no, you cannot, Joel Embiid.
But again, that's
just because he's a visiting player.
Well, no, because it starts with they did it on the other end. So Montrez went, oh, they're taking down this. I need to go to the other end. That's what started this whole thing. I need to go to the other end while they take this camera down. So only one hoop being open. And yeah, I think that's what, then Embiid would have gone over and gotten his shots in or whatever. And again, this is something that Giannis has done a bunch of different places where he shoots poorly from the free throw line, feels like he's got to go out there and get a little bit extra work.
Yeah, but if Montrez wasn't a doucher, I'm sure they have another court in that building somewhere like the Bucks have at Fiserv, right?
Well, they don't have it. It's not in the building. You got to...
go across the street.
You got to go across the street.
It is
to the
cold.
Practice facility. Don't they have a tunnel, though, or a skywalk or something like that? Or
maybe.
Way of connecting the two. Texter from the 715 weighing in saying, I think Harold is in the wrong here, but Giannis should be the better man that he is and apologize to the latter guy, but hint that he expects an apology from Harold. I think he did kind of hint towards that afterward, right? Giannis talked and talked and talked and talked afterwards.
Yes.
There's a ton of sound. You can find the transcripts and a lot of the articles out there. Let's see what else. 608 weighing in saying, these guys probably all have courts in their homes. Why don't you just go home and shoot your 10 free throws? Let these guys at the arena go home as well. That seems to be a popular thought this morning of these wealthy athletes that just want to get extra work in can probably do it anywhere. Why did it have to be right there while other guys were trying to get their jobs done? 800-990-3776. Brian and Brookfield on hold patiently as well. Brian, good morning. You're on with Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm really excited about this, actually, because Giannis was clearly bothered, clearly shaken a bit, acting a bit out of character for him. But then he goes and drills those last three free throws. So what is this like moving forward for him? I think he got a good feel for a game situation.
Yeah,
he's going to come out of this hot.
Yeah.
And Jen, you said they're gonna bring the ladders and have some fun. I can't wait for the next time these guys are in Philadelphia. I mean, hopefully they don't throw batteries at him. But I think he's going to be hot. He's going to have his revenge game, the kind of games Rodgers used to have. And it's going to be exciting. So I'm positively optimistic moving forward here for Giannis and his free throw fire.
Does Montrez go on the court after the game and do his routine? I hope so.
I hope so.
So do I.
Chew, you were talking earlier about how after the games, when you were playing, you just wanted to get home after a loss. And you were saying that you'd tell guys hey, let's go, pick up the pace a little bit. I want to get on the bus. I want to get home. Doesn't it depend wholly on who that player is that's lagging behind? Doesn't it depend on if it's a, second string, third string, guy who maybe doesn't see the court a lot, and maybe a guy, and I know in your case it's the field, of course, and then if it's a superstar, the guy on the team, if and I use the example of Brett, if Brett's sitting in his locker stewing a little bit over a loss, are you really telling him to pick up the pace?
Probably. Yeah, because you want to get home. You don't care. I guess you do kind of see players in a different light, but everyone knows once the game is over, wheels are up 3 hours after the game. That's just the rule of thumb, right? And no one wants to be 3:20, 3:30 after the game. You want to be 3 hours. So let's go. Now, sometimes there's a bad injury or something like that, or someone has to go to the hospital and get checked out, and that's going to delay things. But no, I don't care who it is. If you're jagging around after a game and I want to get home, most guys are going to let them know it. And then the trainers are good and the equipment guys are good because they're like, hey, tapping their watch and stuff. Losing sucks, like Mondays.
I had to get that in there,
but
didn't you?
We don't take it personally. We're not in charge of the days.
No, I know.
Okay, so.
But you want to get a Dodge once your hit's over on College game day, aren't you?
Absolutely. But if I also wanted to do a few more reps and I think our crew would be like, now again, that's the difference, right? They're my crew. They're our crew. We're all a family. We're all a team. They would understand me wanting to get a few more hits in so that the next time I go out there, I'm not wearing the loss, right? It's not hanging. It's not lingering. You want to shake that as quickly as possible. So if I said to them, hey guys, I really flubbed that lead in. I really flubbed that tag. Can I just go up onto the demo set and do, 10 of them just to make sure that I've, exercised those demons? My guys would say, of course, Jen.
But what
we'll
if
find
your,
something else to do on the breakdown.
What if one of your guys was screwing around, which caused you to miss your flight?
What?
Right?
Work me through that. We're going to take a break. You're going to work me through the crew and the flights and all of that stuff right after this, Gabe.
Black Friday savings start now at the Ewald Automotive Group. No need to wait. Everything under the roof and on their lot is Black Friday price. That's right. Every new and pre-owned car, truck, van, SUV, it's all Black Friday priced at Ewald Automotive Group. But that's not all. Every auto service, every repair, every part, everything under the roof and everything on their lot is Black Friday priced. It's easy. You just go to Ewald now for those Black Friday savings. It all starts for you at ewaldauto.com.
Hey.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
But if you say Farm and Fleet is like a redneck Target, that's not offensive.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Most rednecks are stupid, so that's they don't even know you're offending them.
That's...
Right?
Everything you just said was offensive.
But it's the truth.
Every letter of every word.
Do you want the truth or what?
On 94.5 ESPN.
Imploring Giannis and Montrezl Harrell to just stop touching each other's balls. He's not wrong. I do feel like maybe that might have led to, you know, a better outcome here.
A good rule for everyone. Keep your hands on your own balls.
Beth from Sheboygan weighing in saying, there was a video on Twitter that showed the time frame, and I believe it was around 10 minutes after the game ended, so definitely within the 45-minute time frame that you mentioned. I also believe there was some sort of communication between Giannis and the arena employee before the actual push of the ladder. Giannis asked him not to put the ladder there so he could get shots in. Yeah, but again, my point, Beth, and thank you for the text, was... If the guy was like, listen, man, if I can just, the camera's going to take me literally 5 minutes to get down. If you can just hang for 5 minutes, I'll get that thing out of your way. And then the court is all yours. That has a different tone to it, right? Than just kind of like the defiant, obstinate, like, no.
But we don't know what the guy said. Giannis said that, oh, this guy said no. But when you watch the video, it's clearly more than
should
no.
He have just folded his tent and go, this is Philly. Philly's different than most other places. Just... I'm getting the hell out of here, and I'll do it in the morning, either at my house or in the facility.
But, if this is his routine, and this is what he does when he has a crappy night at the line, which we all are in agreement, right? There's no disagreement there that 4-for-15 is a crappy night at the line. If this is his routine to kind of, like I said, exercise those demons to move past that, to feel like you've put the work in so that that performance doesn't happen again, and he doesn't get to do it, and then he goes out there in the next five games, guys, and cannot hit his free throws, has duplicate performances, I think you'd be pretty ticked off as a fan.
I mean,
you'd be pretty angry. You'd start getting frustrated with Giannis not putting the work in.
I don't think Giannis is ever going to be accused of not getting the work in. And presumably he did this after Wednesday night's game where he went 4-for-11. So I don't think this is like the foolproof plan for him to then shoot great the next time, because he went 4-for-11 to 4-for-15.
I'm trying to do the math.
Maybe he should practice less.
That's worse, right?
That's bad.
But it's worse.
It's
right?
Oh, yes.
4-for-11, the percentage points. Yes, and then 4-for-15.
Took 4 extra and did not make a single one of them.
I just think he kind of should have folded. Yeah. I think he went, Giannis, I'm the man. Don't tell me what to do and get that ladder out of my way. Yes. Are we making way too big of this, of a thing of this? Yeah. But it's great.
I
can't wait till they play Philly again.
800-990-3776. Just diarrhea of the mouth over there. Let's get to Cameron in Waukesha, who has been waiting patiently on the line. Cameron, you're on with Jen, Gabe, and Chewy this morning.
Good morning, everyone. I got to say, I agree that Giannis did not handle it well. If the guy was willing to take like 5 minutes, just let the guy do his job real quick. But my take is on whether or not you can shoot from home versus shooting on the opposing court. I mean, yeah, you could shoot from home, but if you have the opportunity to shoot on an opposing court, because you're probably going to be back there in the playoffs, you want to feel like you can make shots while you're there. So between the two, I think I'd take the latter.
Ba-dum-tsh. That was a great joke there. I don't even know if Cameron knows he made that joke, but we love a good pun here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Is there a protocol, though?
I don't know.
Allowed after the...
I don't know.
Did you guys know back in the Ice Bowl, right...
Oh, boy.
I was there. I wasn't born yet, but I was there. That Lombardi would not let Dallas practice on the field the day before the game.
No.
And then Dallas, was it Tom Landry?
Landry was the coach.
Had to call the commissioner, and the commissioner had to call Lombardi and say, you have to let him practice on the field. So this has been going on for a long time.
You like that? You like that, trying to like snag any competitive advantage that you can?
Yes. And I think we've been told, well, I know Penn State's won. They don't let anyone on the field there. We weren't allowed in the stadium the day before the game. They put us on like some soccer field, a lacrosse field down the road. Yeah. So there are some places that are very
Chewy was right. Holy Chewy.
Just in case
right.
anyone didn't believe you, that did happen. You did have to call Pete Rozelle.
I thought you may have called James Franklin or something real quick.
James Penn Franklin?
Because he was talking about Penn State. Chewy had moved on from the ice bowl point. According to Chewy, that was a week ago. He made that point literally 2 minutes ago, yeah. but in his mind, it was a week ago.
Correct.
He was so far past it, he was very confused.
And you know when I'll have no recollection of it whatsoever?
Week in Rechew.
Week in Rechew on Friday.
Yeah, I should write it down. Go ahead and put that one on the list.
We won't have one this week, though, unfortunately.
We can't do it on Wednesday? Yeah. Let's do it on Wednesday.
We're busy Wednesday. We got Shefty and other stuff.
800-990-3776. Keep getting us your reaction to the Giannis Antetokounmpo Montrezl Harrell ladder gate that took place in Philadelphia over the weekend. There are so many different perspectives on this, and I do think that that's probably the more interesting thing about it is it wasn't just one interaction. It wasn't just one confrontation. There were so many layers to it, and I think that's where people are having different opinions on how it all went down. Kevin and Sheboygan weighing in saying, this is a case of two wrongs. First, Harrell is being a jag. Secondly, mm-hmm. Giannis did not handle himself appropriately. No matter how he feels, he needs to control his emotions and not lash out at a ladder/stadium personnel when things aren't going exactly as he wants them to. Let me ask you this, guys. Is there a luxury here that Giannis has earned as an MVP, as a champion, as one of the best players in the league? We always talk about this from a foul standpoint, right? Well, let's not sit here and say like the game is even across the board for the top tier players and the who is that guy player. It's not, right? Some guys get calls, some guys don't, some guys get other luxuries that go along with being a superstar in the league. Is there any part of you that feels like maybe Giannis thought that this, him shooting, even on an opposing court, Gabe, was a luxury that goes along with being, I'm just talking about if you had to go inside his brain.
Sure.
Do you think he thought like, hey, and again, to Chewy's point, I'm the man, I'm the guy, I'm Giannis, I want to get these free throws in. I'm a good guy. Everybody knows I'm a good guy. There's no way that this is going to go sideways on me. And just thought, why would anyone stop me from shooting my free throw routine?
I mean, maybe. But again, he's done this so many other places. And it's about handling it in the right way and just being able to understand that other people around you, once that game is over, they got other things they got to do too.
If there was no Montrez, this probably would have never happened. Right?
Correct.
There'd be no ladder. Montrez, there'd be no nothing.
If there's so no Montrez, Giannis shoots his three free throws and he's off the court by the time the guy gets there with his ladder.
It could be the ladder guy just being, yeah, I'm on Montrez's side.
That's what I think. I think that guy probably, in ordinary circumstances, moves the ladder, acquiesces. It says, hey, Giannis wants to get a couple free throws in. I got time. It'd be cool to sit here and watch Giannis Antetokounmpo take some free throws. But because Montrez had already started.
Brick 11 of them during the game. Like, you already got to see Giannis shoot
again,
free throws.
I think for most people, guys, I think there is still this idea of this is kind of cool. The arena is thinning out. There's not as many people here. And yes, you have seen a lot of videos coming from different spots in the stands. So there were more people probably than you'd see like after a loss. Like I think about when I go to Fiserv and the Bucks lose and people have already streamed their way out of it, right? But after a home team win, I understand the fans sticking around. And when you see guys come out here, how the hell do you think we know about it when guys go out and shoot extra shots, when guys are out there? How do you think we have video of LeBron James and Kobe Bryant out there after losses for an hour? There's a video circulating on social media right now of Kobe Bryant for an hour taking shots after he felt like he let his team down. Like, the only reason we know about that is because there's still people mingling around. I guarantee in most situations, the ops guys and the arena guys don't mind. I guarantee they're like, and yes,
you're probably right.
They sit there and say, this is kind of cool. It's kind of cool to watch Giannis Antetokounmpo, you know, try to get better. It's not a vantage point that a lot of people have. I'm here because I'm getting paid to take the cameras down afterwards, and I'm going to take full advantage of it. I'm going to soak it all in. But I think because Montrez made an issue out of it, that guy was like, nah, home team for life.
But from the sound of it, he's probably not even a home team like employee. Like, he's a guy that's got to get his cameras and get on the road for the next game. Like, he's probably somebody who might work for ESPN.
Yeah.
Because it was a game on national television on Friday night in Philadelphia. So that's... Yeah, I don't think that we don't know that this guy's a Philadelphia guy. And again, they showed him the respect on the other end of the floor. It's why Montrez came down to begin with.
Like, who's in charge? I'm looking. There's 1, 2, 3, 4. There's like 15 people there. Who's in charge? So when the Sixers come into Fiserv in the next couple months, who is
and whoever the director,
calling the shots?
Director of stadium ops? I don't know.
Okay.
arena ops, whatever that job, but I have no idea.
Yeah, because the grass people in Lambeau, they tell you to stay off the field. You stay off the field. All I wanted to do was help. I didn't want to walk around on the field. I just wanted to use some equipment.
Just see what they had, check out the lawnmowers. Hey, what do you have that mower level set at? I just want to know how close you cut.
Could you relax, John Deere? Okay? Calm down over there. What
kind of fertilizer you guys use on this thing?
Well, it's a Milorganite. Which
is this a Kentucky bluegrass or what?
Love bluegrass.
Have you guys tried Celsius Energy Drink yet? If you hadn't, let me tell you, it is the clean energy drink that I need, that you need, to stay active and energized all day long. Trust me, I need Celsius to give me the energy to get through my Saturdays, especially, right? We are waking up before the sun is even up, especially if you're in a place like Bozeman and it's still dark outside when the show is going on. So yes, you need a little jump, you need a little hit, you need a little Celsius in the morning to make sure that you can stay energized and active all day long. Right here next to me, I've got my Peach Vibe, and it is going to get me through my marathon Monday. I'm going to be taking my kids to gymnastics after school. And then Chase has a basketball game that goes until about 6:30. I got to make sure I am sharp through all of it today. And that's why I have my Celsius energy drink. You can find yours at your local Pick and Save stores or online at amazon.com. Celsius energy drink. Celsius energy drink. Live fit.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Choco Taco. All right, guys. What? Take care. Be good.
Choco Taco?
No, it has to have a stick.
Yeah, but Gabe
has to have
knew.
A stick. I have
Gabe
a very knew. Strong rule. It has to have a stick.
Jen, Gabe knew.
Wait, we're going to skip over Jen saying that it has to have a stick?
Oh, it does have to have a stick.
On 94.5 ESPN.
It's Wisconsin's hometown pizza. Palermo's have been great, making great tasting frozen pizza, including Palermo's, Connie's, Urban Pie, Scrim and Sicilian, locally for over 55 years. Look, Thanksgiving coming up here. I'm sure a lot of you out there are going to be doing a lot of hard work to make sure the meal is perfect for Thursday. You're not going to want to cook on Friday. So go out and get yourself and your family a Palermo's, a Connie's, Urban Pie, Scrim and Sicilian, neighborhood pizzeria. Maybe you want the breakfast pizza. Maybe you want the dessert pizza. Maybe you want a stromboli. Maybe you just want a snack and you can have the delicious rolls that they have as well. Yeah, Palermo's has it all and it all tastes great. Why? Because they've been doing this for 55 years. Palermo's knows a thing or two about frozen pizza. Find your favorite Palermo's pizza in the freezer section at your local grocery store. Palermo's, it's Wisconsin's hometown pizza.
That reminds me of our friend and colleague Doug Russell, who we all have worked with at one point or another here in Milwaukee, who I believe every year does a Thanksgiving pizza. Doesn't do the whole turkey and eat the Thanksgiving pizza every year.
What's on it? Turkey?
Whatever he wants. I mean, no. It's
sausage,
like a regular
pepperoni.
Pizza. And then
really?
Instead of doing all the fixings and all the trimmings of Thanksgiving, they just make a pizza.
I'm ready to pivot from the traditional.
Well, you went
turkey, mashed potatoes.
You went very non-traditional with your Friendsgiving, didn't you?
Well, it was all Italian, so yeah.
So actually, no.
It was part of just like a regular meal.
Yeah,
like
it was.
Just like every other meal they have over at Chewy's house. Apparently, it's National Stuffing Day?
Sure is. National Stuffing Day as well as National Gingerbread Cookie Day.
You threw that in there like you wanted us to pivot to the gingerbread cookie. I'm going to keep on with the,
they're both right on the rundown. I said it to you earlier.
Buttons.
And they're both disgusting.
And they're both holiday-specific treats. And you're wrong, also.
Hold on. Just a damn second.
Stuffing? You like stuffing?
I love stuffing.
I had a nice little helping of stuffing last night at my Friendsgiving.
Has to be made well, though. It has to be made well.
What's the stovetop?
Well, that's not good stuffing. That's
no,
box
it's
stuffing.
Definitely not.
Is that your
like a
maybe I've never
stuffing.
Had good stuffing, but isn't it just bread?
What's wrong with that?
Carbs.
Yeah, but you buy into that. You accept the fact that Thanksgiving is carbs.
Yeah.
You're not going to be over here with like a cauliflower stuffing.
It's mostly carbs. Like, for example, at my Friendsgiving last night, somebody did go through the trouble of making a nice little salad in case somebody wanted. Guess what was barely touched?
The salad.
Yeah.
Guess what was just devoured?
Everything else.
All of the carbs.
Okay.
You think this goes back to like where you're like trying to pack it on for the winter, you know? Like I only think of it because we have these squirrels. Yeah, exactly. Like it's about to get real cold up in here. And if I have a few extra LBs on, well, that keeps me a little warmer. We've got some squirrels that have been running around our backyard. We threw our pumpkins out a few weeks ago, right after Halloween, and we smashed them up because they say that way the deer can go
deer
over
love them, yeah.
And eat the insides. Well, no, it has just been a conga line of squirrels in our backyard running over and taking the pumpkin and running back to wherever they are. And so I think like maybe we do this thing at Thanksgiving where we eat all the carbs because it will help us get through the winter a little more successfully.
Like, what's the right time?
Or the carbs help you get through that family time a little bit because the carbs are so good.
I think that's alcohol, Gabe. I think it's alcohol that helps everybody you get drinks. Through the family time.
Yeah, but when do you have your Thanksgiving meal? Because you can't eat a full lunch before Thanksgiving.
Great question.
We do ours around 1 o'clock.
And then you're not having dinner.
Correct.
Well, you get the little biscuits and you throw a little turkey in the biscuits and a little gravy in the biscuits. You know what I'm talking about, right?
The rolls,
if you will, that you get. And maybe you put a little cranberry sauce.
Yes, you do get rolls after all the carbs. That's the way that works, Jen.
Not if you're chewy. You just run. You go straight from the dinner to the gym.
Yes. Correct.
Like, I don't know when I'm going to eat again today. Like, we had our Friendsgiving last night. I definitely ate way too much. Was not hungry at all this morning. Usually at this point, like especially because we're talking about food, I get hungry during the show. Not going to happen today.
Do you think that there are a lot of people who are out on stuffing like Chewy is?
I think there's a percentage.
Yeah, right? Like super low one for sure. Like 1% is technically 8%.
How are you making stuffing? Like if you're making it from scratch.
Bread cubes,
mm-hmm.
chicken broth or beef broth, depending. But I guess you use turkey dressing.
Is there meat in there?
Chopped vegetables?
No.
Yeah, some onions. Onions.
Do you say no to it? Some people put meat in it.
So I guess some people put a little sausage in it, right?
That's the one I had yesterday. I had sausage in it. It was awesome.
Yeah, I would say traditionally it doesn't have meat, but you can put meat in it.
Spice it up, you know?
Wet bread.
But it's not wet, it's baked.
I'm starting to understand why he doesn't like stuffing.
Because he doesn't understand
it. Have you ever had stuffing? I'm lost here.
Only bad stuffing, evidently.
Wet bread. You put it in the oven, it gets baked and crispy. I mean, then it probably becomes a little more wet when you throw a little gravy on it, but...
Let's put it on the Jen, Gabe, and Chewy Twitter poll. It is National Stuffing Day, which makes sense since we are just a few days away from Thanksgiving, and stuffing is a traditional Thanksgiving side. Where does it rank as far as the sides go? Like, what's your favorite side?
Gotta be mashed potatoes. I want mac and cheese, and my family... Well, the one side of it that's heavy Italian aren't big on mac and cheese.
How does that make sense?
I have no idea. I don't think that's Italian, though.
But it's got noodles.
True.
It's Italian adjacent. It's close enough. It seems like a good compromise.
Yeah, it's like a cousin.
Yeah, but they also don't like Alfredo.
So it's
they think Alfredo's fake.
It's a sauce.
Yeah.
They're all about
Never
sauce.
Alfredo. Never. And so, I love Alfredo.
Man, you got a rough go, pal. I don't know what to tell you.
And slip it in.
Slip in. Are we still talking about stuffing?
Technically, I mean, if you're stuffed.
No, let it go. There's too many tag words there with the stuffing.
The wet bread.
Okay. No. Can we just stop a minute? Ashton, let it go. There's too many. Here are all of the innuendos.
Here are all of the traps we set.
You're an idiot.
Who, me or him?
The guy asking.
Oh, God, what is going on? We're going to put it on the Jen, Gabe, and Chewy poll. Are you in or out on stuffing? Today is National Stuffing Day. I would make the argument that for a lot of people, stuffing is the number one side for your turkey on Thanksgiving. 800-990-3776. The show rolls on right after this.